Would you ever consider starting a fire in your own home?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
The year was 1949 in Montana. A wildfire was out of control. As the fire was racing up a hill toward a group of firefighters, one of them bent down, struck a match, and lit a fire that burned up the hill in front of him. He then stepped into the ashes of his own fire and escaped death when the wildfire went around the already burned ground. There's a great lesson for us here. To escape a fire, sometimes you must ignite a fire. Our culture, it seems, is going down in flames. To survive, you and I must kneel in humility, strike a match, and burn a piece of ground. We must ignite a fire of biblical truth in our own hearts, marriages, homes, and communities. One final thought. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord declares, "My word is like fire." Starting a fire in your family can turn your home into a place of refuge. Tonight, start a fire with prayer and Bible study. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.